Yesu yebazibwa nnyo abaana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Buliza ku mugandawo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omuwe ekirowoozo ekirungi.
And give them a good thought.
Okuva eri kitaffe ow'omuggulu.
Right from the Father in heaven.
Omumulisize.
Enlighten to them.
Ategeere nti leero waliyo Mukama bye yamuteesereza.
That they understand today that things God took counsel about them.
Kubanga tamugamba nk'omunoonyeza bwereere.
He never told them to seek God in vain.
Era bwe tuzze okumunoonya mu kitabo kye.
Come to seek him in his book.
Nga bwe yatulagira mu Isaiah
wali. As he commanded us in Isaiah.
3:16-17. Tunoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama tusome.
Look in the book of the Lord and read.
Tekuli bula kinne waakyo.
None of them will lack smite.
Kubanga Mukama yalagira.
For the Lord commanded.
Omwoyo we n'akunganya.
Spirit gathered and made allotments of them, even put a measuring line. Even though he told Proverbs 8:17, he loves those who love him.
And
those who diligently seek him, they find him.
He
repeated in Jeremiah 29 and to 11:10-12. That if we seek for him and we see him and we search, analyze him
with
all our lives and all our hearts, he will give us a better end than our beginning. Even today we've come to seek the Lord, not in the mountains, neither valleys, but in his book. We want to move and get light of knowledge. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord for this morning. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, the Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We base in this ministry a new generation with the full knowledge of God
to
move rich unto you the journey of heaven, our journey of salvation. It's my journey and your journey. It's the journey of those who've lived before us, even we're living now, even those who are going to come, to reaching the coming back of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Move on with the part one of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Part one of the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005. To 2011, in the service of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azota, the urim, and the famim, the spiritual transports, those we first got explained of before.
In
this journey of heaven is the part one. We know that the journey of heavens holds two parts. The part two, we shall go above the heavens.
But
right now, part one of the journey of heaven, we are seeing the rim above. For the journey of heavens, part one, it's made of two rims. The rim above, which holds the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God, and still the rim above, there is the second created heaven, where we find the four living creatures, store of all spirits, those which are created first, and they are given bodies on the world, even those given bodies now.
See
that heavens hold mountains of different precious stones, rivers climbing mountains of the living waters, in rivers of precious, in the second heaven to be created, in the rim above.
And
still in the rim above, we shall see that third created heaven, spoken most in 2 Corinthians 12, from verse 1
unto
5.
In
there we find the garden of God,
paradise of God,
the paradise of God.
The
Garden of Eden, people seek for where it's found today. Others say it was shifted, taken from the world to heaven. But I wonder which place.
Okay,
if it shifted.
So,
still in the third heaven, in the central of it, there we find the throne of God. Been surrounded by 24 elders.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so,
much.
Sure.
Look to the rim above, holding three heavens.
But
we still move on to see the rim below, which is made of this fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The rim below
is
what we're moving on to seeing.
And
it's made of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In here we see seven things.
So far
we have finished to see like five things. We still winding up the fifth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We first saw the fourth created heaven, which is circular in appearance. It's hard beyond any iron metal you've ever seen. That's the heaven you see up there when you bypass the stars. Spoken most in Genesis chapter 1
verse 6 and 8.
And the second thing we moved on to see is the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, that found in the firmament of the heaven. The sun and the moon are not found within planet Earth, but they are found outside planet Earth, right in the firmament of the heaven, according to Genesis 1:14 and 20. Now we saw much concerning those stars, and we saw their lives and their living, even their works,
and
all the worship and the praising of God,
to
count us time and seasons,
both
storing the weapons of God, the weapons of war, and to seeing the
route.
You was not here, you can get those messages. The things we see in the rim below, the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much.
After we finish
the kingdom, the stars, the sun, and the moon, we moved on to see what we call hell. Hell, the prison of God, which is known as the bottomless pit.
It's
also found in the kingdom of the stars. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, starting from verse 18 to 21, this hell is the prison of God,
or
known as the bottomless pit.
It
worked right from the beginning. Written the 1 Peter chapter 3:18 to 21. Even those of Israel and Noah in the flood, they too were bound in that prison.
It be
so much concerning hell, known as the bottomless pit.
Luke 16:19 to 25,
no one can come out of there. It's what makes it the bottomless pit. Real valley, very deep down.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In all, it brought us understand Revelations 9 from verses 1 to 3, that if you open up the bottomless pit known as hell, the prison of God, prison all rebellious spirits, those who refuse to repent, involving the demons, open up the bottomless pit, take off its covering. There cometh out dark smoke, which can hinder the sun and the moon to give their lights in the stars.
If
we understood that hell The prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, not found within planet Earth where we are, but within the kingdom of the stars. That we first understood it well. We discovered Satan is not the one in charge of hell, but that angel spoken in Revelation 9 in the verse 11, the angel Abaddon, the angel of the bottomless pit. Revelations 20:1-2,
and
he has the key of the bottomless pit
and
the big chain, Satan the dragon to bind him. Satan cannot be the one to have bound himself. Even in Jude 1:6, many of angels chest in heavens won't be bound within hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God. Praise Jesus much. Look to armies of angels working there in the Revelations 9:16. And they total to 200 billions of angels working in hell.
So
Satan and his demons are no one working in hell, but there are angels responsible to giving those punishments. Praise Jesus much. They are led by angel Abaddon.
So
group of angels of death, of angels of hell, they divided themselves in two groups. Those looked in Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8,
and
moved on to see that angel of death, even hell follows him behind.
They divided
those working in unclothing the spirits. They are the angels of death. God the spirits take them from the bodies. If they find you never annihilate yourself, you never repented, then angel of death hands you to the angel of hell and they move you to the bottomless pit. And if you align yourself,
speak
by angel Gabriel and the others, like Luke 16:19-25, carry you, Lazarus, take you to heaven.
God,
prepare yourself all
so
days. Now we saw much on this hell known as the prison of God, the bottomless pit. After we finished, we moved on to see principalities. Principalities. Satan the devil and his fallen angels, those known as the demons, and they appear as demons of the clans. According to Obadiah chapter 1 and the verse 2-4, we found it that the first base of the devils, of the principalities, found in the kingdom of the stars. And we looked at Ephesians 2 in the verse 1-2, and we moved on to see them, those in charge of the power of darkness of the air, Satan, the prince of evil, the prince of the power of darkness. That's spoken most Jeremiah 23 9 and 10, that their way is not good, and their power is not good. Now we saw very well in Ephesians 6:12, that no wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities, the evil spirits,
of
the spiritual wickedness,
in
the heavenly places. Praise Jesus much. Now when we finished that, that was like our fourth point.
Then
we crossed to enter the fifth point.
And we see
principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, those found in this kingdom of the stars, and not within the planet Earth. They have first bases in the stars, but they have two other bases within planet Earth, and come from the stars up there, and they come down on their bases on the planet Earth.
So point
now our fifth point,
it
entered us to see the underwater
underground bankers
and the underground bankers. the two bases on the planet Earth of the devil, where they base to attack human beings on this world, to attack the children of God.
So we try to know the
Moroka. Now, when we looked the look, they show as Satan come down like lightning from the sky.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we saw in the Ezekiel 27, in the verse 1 to 5,
when
they go down under the ocean, where there is their mess of the devils spoken most in the place known as Bermuda Triangle, in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Where you hear ships disappear from.
Now,
so far finished to see many things in our fifth point. And we see the underwater, the second base of the devils. Then we shall see the underground bankers. But right now we want to wind up
in
the
underwater.
We've been seeing in the underwater, the base of the devils. We want to move on to see the merchandising of Satan. Merchandising of Satan and his fallen angels. They are the demons basing under the ocean, and the evil acts which follow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Merchandising of the devils basing under the ocean, and the evil acts which follow. Going back to Ezekiel 27 in the verse 1 verse 2 5
Ezekiel esula yabiri musanvu n'olunyoro soka.
Ezekiel 27 and from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nate ngachogera nti nawe omwana w'omuntu tanulo kungubagira tulo olwokusatu ogambe tulo nti ayigwe atula wayingirwa mu nyanja omusubuzo w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much. We came explaining the one they call Tyra, the merchant of all nations, who sits at the entrance to the sea.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
explained him is Satan himself.
He took
responsibility to steal and reign over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we remember in the Matthew 4, our Lord Jesus while on the world, Satan told him to bow for him, that he give him this world to reign over it, and he claims that it was given him.
Yet,
no one gave it to him. Satan the thief.
We
know well that in the John 10:10, Satan came to steal, kill and destroy. When you hear the prince of terror, the merchant of all nations of many coasts, sits at the entrance to the sea, the truth is this.
True
people go under the ocean,
in
the charge of sins and evil works done in the ocean. We know well is Satan, and we are written of him in Ezekiel 29, starting from verse 1 to 3, and he told us like this.
Ezekiel esula yabiri mwenda n'olinyoro soka.
Ezekiel 29 from verse 1.
Mumwaka ogwe 10, mumwezi ogwe 10, kulunaku olw'omwezi olwe 10 n'ebiri. Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, simba amaaso go okwolekera Falawo kabaka w'e Misiri. Omuwereko obunabbi ne ku Isirayiri yonna olw'okusatu. Yogera ogambe nti bwati wayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba ndi mulabe wo Falawo kabaka w'e Misiri ogusoto ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga kyagwo ogwogedde nti omugga gwange gwange. Praise
Jesus
Amen.
Much.
The name Pharaoh,
according to Ezekiel 29,
from verse 1 to 3, that name Pharaoh means the old serpent, Satan himself.
Satan,
old serpent which rules in the waters.
When
you hear people go under the water,
mostly
at the Bermuda Triangle, near in America,
Atlantic Ocean,
in the Atlantic Ocean. Can pass access the devil's places in the ocean. That's the major place, Bermuda Triangle.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Through the old serpent Satan, he took control of all those rivers. In those we've been hearing. Most of his merchandising is put under the ocean.
But
we understood two times back as we read. Most merchandising is to buy of human spirits. Spirits of people to buy them and they disappear.
Yet
buys them with nothing to buy them with.
It
buys all the spiritual fruits of gentleness of a human being.
It
buys even parts of human body parts.
So now
we have heard well in the Ezekiel 29 from verse 1 to 3 the Pharaoh the olden serpent which rolls within the rivers and say my rivers they are mine.
So, but what we get up,
now when we speak of that, one who sits at the entrance to the sea, we speak of Satan.
Satan,
Satan is bound at the bottomless pit. Discover his ambassador called Jezebel,
first
fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. Today he sits on the throne of Satan
to reign
his behalf and fulfill all plans of Satan.
Which
is the one they find under the ocean. According to Revelation, chapter 12, the verse 7 into 10, speak of the ordinary serpent, we speak of Satan. He was the best under the ocean. Let's read in Revelations we hear. Revelations 12 from verse 7.
Ne wabo lutalo muguru, Mikayiri ne bamalayika be, nga batabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo, olw'omunaana. Ne batayinza, so ne watalayika kifo kyabwe nate muguru, olw'omwenda. Ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogwedda, oguyitibwa omulyolyomi, era Setaani. Omulimba w'ensi zonna. Negusuliwa kunsi, neba malaika bago, neba suliwa na go.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So, but we get up Musoto Gwedda.
And when you speak of the olden serpent, Revelations 12, verse 7 and 10.
Musoto Gwedda to get up standing,
old serpent, we speak of Satan and his fallen angels.
Iranga, everybody wants him when yanji.
They are the ones under the ocean.
Iranga, by Swabuva Fanagana, Buda Rota, or Rabi Ramu.
They were dangerously affected. They look funny because of the war which happened. Those are one which appears demons of the clans, demons of the day. They do much merchandising under the ocean.
That's
part of the first criterials.
When
our fourth and fifth point, in things we see in the realm below, the fourth created heaven, that we see up in the firmament up there.
Though
it's not only up there, but it is such a
life.
Even under the earth where we stand, heaven is there. Praise Jesus.
So we
speak of merchandising under the ocean. You're going to see this merchandising is a bit broad. Falls in every category of some of things desired by human beings under the sun. They decided to involve themselves in every merchandising. But most of all, they delighted buying of human spirits and it's still moving on. Your spirit to make it lost, you get destroyed with them. The second, to buy your spiritual fruits from you, fruits of gentleness.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And to buy from you different body parts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Get back to Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel esula eyabiri mu musanvu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ezekiel 27 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nate nga kyogera nti olwokubiri. Naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira Tuulo olwokusatu. Ogambe Tuulo nti, ayi ggwe atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi.
Owulidde musuubuzi w'amawanga.
There is a merchant of nations
eri ebizinga bingi.
On too many coasts.
Kugamba sinzira mu base eno.
Bases within this base.
Oba base nyingi ez'omu nnyanja.
Many bases of the waters.
N'asuubuza n'ebizinga ebiri ku nguru oba mu masekkati g'amazzi.
And it sails to many islands unto the midst of waters.
Kakati ebizinga ebyo.
Now those islands.
Nebisabaza ebintu okubireeta ku lukalu.
And they take on the merchandise to reach them on the dry land.
Tewali bakyasinze kubeera mu busuubuzi obwo.
They are no most who are beyond being in the merchandising business.
Nga abayitibwa abamarine.
As the marines, those who have these big submarines, they go deep down in the waters. Most of them, the Americans, English, the Russians, the Chinese, and the many other nations. They have submarines now.
Chandising
of Satan, they shifted them from highlands which are on the water. Most of merchandise, they pick them from under the waters. The submarines which take years under the waters.
They are
carrying out business of Satan down there.
Some of
them have aeroplanes within them.
Others
are used for wars as nations fight. Others pack merchandise and they come from submarines. Take them away. Merchandising from the ocean.
So, now
many things. Let's read we hear.
Ezekiel esula yabiri musanvu n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ezekiel 27 in the verse 3.
Ogambe Tuulo nti, ayi ggwe atuula awayingirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, ggwe ayi Tuulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Olwokuna, ensalo zo ziri mutima gw'ennyanja, abazimbi bo batuukirizza obulungi bwo. Olwokutaano, embaawo zo zonna bazijja ku miberozi egiva ku seniri, bajja emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti. Olwomukaaga,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Bajja emivule ku Lebanoni.
They got
baline emiti gye baali bakozesa.
They got trees from Lebanon.
Embaawo,
the timber.
Ezaali ez'emiti emigumu.
Which were very hard trees in the BC.
Ne bazimbamu omulongooti okuva wansi mu nnyanja.
A mast from under the ocean.
Naye kati omulongooti ogwakyusibwa.
But now that mast was changed.
Guzimbibwa ebyuma oba amayinja ag'enjawulo.
Built by different precious stones.
Era bwogezaako n'oyitawo awo oyinza n'obutagula nga guvuddeyo.
If you try to pass there, you may not see it that it has come out of the water.
Kubanga batuuka ne bagumodify nga ne gubeera mu leather beam.
You reach to modify it in the form of the leather beam.
Bwe guba guvuddeyo.
If it's come out,
bano basitani,
the devils,
malayika abagwa,
the fallen angels,
abava eri mu bwakabaka munyenye okuka,
come from the kingdom of the stars to come down.
Atuuza okwo ebyombo byabwe.
They rest their fleets on that mast.
Oba abo ababuuka obubuusi ne batonnya ku
those just fly and not on that mast.
Era omulongooti ogwo guba gufubutuseyo n'oyisaawo ennyonyi.
If that mast gets out and an aeroplane pass there,
oba n'oyisaawo eryato,
or you pass a ship in that zone,
litwalibwa munda eyo.
It's captured to taken in the waters.
So bingi ebiri wansi mu nnyanja, agabumbe bumbe.
The water, the idols, find different funny structures and idols at the entrance.
You go
in there, you wonder the city they are building down there. Merchandising, sorcery, and witchcraft of every form. If you hear people go under the ocean,
yes.
No, they have gone the second base of the devils on the world. And they have gone
there
to get powers to help them. Powers of darkness. To
be
in the politics. Others to bewitch people gathering in their synagogues. Like those they call churches. Or religions. or the businessmen, in different organizations.
Now,
many things are done under the ocean. Some we ended as most of them we've heard of them. But when we repeat the verse 13, Ezekiel 27:13. Ezekiel 27:13.
Yafani, Tubali, Nemaseki, Bebali abasubuzibo, abamawanga nti abawanga emibiri gy'abantu, n'ebintu ebyebikomo olw'obuguzibwo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So twakugambyeko.
Now we told you of
obusubuzi obukulu
that most merchandising of the devils. Different body parts.
Here
people, when they are murdered and they cut off their private parts, they are taken under the ocean. These who go there to pick powers of darkness from there, they feed them those private parts or different body parts, the human hearts
in
the rest. Come back on the world, they begin to eat those. And they get them from physical foods.
Keeping
powers of darkness, drinking human blood and eating.
And
we told you even some like those. Keep powers of darkness, use them in what they call church. They sell parts why you'll still sit in their synagogues.
Then
you find evil spirits have sex relations with you. Find is the ministry you are involved in, or murdering within dreams. You find it's you they make to fast.
You
fast. And yet they have given you up there to suck blood from you.
When
the time you slim, they tell you. Right now your spirit is gaining power and your body is trying to lose weight.
The
light as in growing in the spirit.
You
need to fast to consume your body away.
Yet, growing
the spirit, you need to know many scriptures and understand them. That's to grow in the spirit. To gain a revelation as you grow. Not in slimming your body. Now they knew that they had given you up.
You
finish, you slim, yet they gave you up as a sacrifice. Many times when you run from their hands,
you
dream dreams, they chase you, they are looking for you. You have serpents and things following you.
Yet,
surprise is one of the pastors where you were. Now many times they have given you up your different body parts.
Many
understood they even buy off spirits and the fruits. When we read in Revelations, let's still read there. We hear, go back, see different merchandising of the devils.
Yes, praise
Amen. Jesus.
So, katuyongereyo nokulira mukubikulirwa.
Let's move on here in Revelations. Revelations 18.
No. Olunyo lwe 13.
In the verse 13. Revelations 18 and the verse 13.
Ebyakaloosa n'ebinzaali, n'obubaane, n'omuzigo ogw'omugavu, n'envumbo, n'omwenge, n'amafuta, n'obuto obulungi, n'engaano, n'ente n'endiga, n'obuguzi obw'embalaasi, n'amagaali, n'abaddu. Name you, Jabantu.
Yes, you was with
praise me. Jesus much. They can take you as a slave. Told you working in nations abroad. Many times they change you in the worship. And they give you to worship what they want. And you are a slave to them and the demons. Merchandising involved even buying of human spirits. So many of them sold you
in synagogues
where you were first those having powers of darkness. One of the signs you will see that they sold you. Many times though you see even mistakes they do, you cannot run from them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. As if they tied chains around you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. It happens that that man, it gets so rich in the few people he has around him.
You
get poor, but every time they promise you to get rich, you
get,
have no riches you get. They help you, give you 500,000,
1 million.
They don't profit you for you got retarded and failed. They move on, hide under many things. Some of the synagogues or those ministries, even those religions, just became servants of there.
You
see, as if you're on your job working, as if
he
praise you for you get promotion, but most money you waste putting it there.
You take it that you
build the house of God. It's you paying every bill.
You find
cannot progress though you get plenty money.
Now,
many times
if
you're in a situation like that,
if
you have sorcery and witchcraft,
you need
or the false salvation. Begin to ask if they didn't sell you or they sold you.
We
read in Ezekiel 13 and they told us straight, these false prophets, they hunt for spirits in the night and they sell us for pounds of silver and gold. Yet you remain fellowshipping, yet they sold your spirits. Satan is there, use it whatever he wants. And then the time he speaks, everything he speaks, it concerns you. Even though it is of foolishness,
say,
let's chase that woman, we bring another. And you say, amen. Yet the pastor tells you that because he sold you, no more have choice.
All those
are some of merchandising under the ocean. We want to move on to see even the others. Let's read the verse 40. Ezekiel 27 and the verse 14.
Abo mu nyumba ya Togaluma bawanga yembalasi ne bawanga yembalasi nembalasi ezentalo ne nyumbu olwebintu byo.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
What wonga abarugobo mu families?
There are wizards within families.
Abawaye mbuzi waka.
Who give out goats in the home?
Nkoko.
All the hens.
Bagambe nkoko ya bachi.
And they say that hen is for forefathers.
Ya mizimu ya bachi.
Demons, the forefathers.
Abasinzira okukola
emirimu. They based there to do their works.
Bo biraba ngomanya.
If you see those, you know.
Family
has the way it works with powers of darkness of the ocean. Most of you, the families you came out of, they are like that. What did you think was moving on out there?
Is they
tell you they give out horses and moles
in
some of those creations for war or to Satan.
Because
that cow cannot be slaughtered. Slaughter it, our riches will go away. My child.
There are
even trees in those families.
If they
said that tree never cut it down, it's for our demons, we gave it to them. If you cut it away, your father does not survive. Or your grandfather.
Or
in a person in the family.
So, many
people do merchandising of Satan.
And
change with Satan things not good. And they claim to give them riches. Let's move on to the next verse. Ezekiel 27:15.
Abasajja abededani bebali abasubuzi bo. Ebizinga bingi byali akatale akomu. Akomu kono guo bakuleteranga okuwanyisa amasanga n'emitoogo 16 obusuuli yabanga musuubuziwo olw'olufulube lw'emirimu gyo bawangayo olw'ebintu byo amayinja agannawandagala n'olugoye olw'effulungu n'omulimu ogw'eddalizi n'embafuta ennungi ne kolali n'amayinja amatwakaavu.
Praise Jesus much.
So mwegendereza.
Now you get be careful.
Kubanga abasubulanga edda ku Satani nga bamwagalako maanyi.
Those who purchased from Satan and they wanted power from him.
Bamuwanga ebyobugagga ebyengereza enjawulo.
They gave him different form of riches.
Abaagala maanyi.
And they wanted power.
Ebiro ebyasooka mu BC.
Eras before in BC.
N'entandikwa ya AD.
In the beginning of AD.
Abantu baalowoozanga nnyo kubana byabugagga.
People didn't think much to have riches.
Wabula baalowoozanga nnyo kubana amaanyi.
But they thought much to have powers.
Kyokka leero we tuyimiridde.
Yet now as we stand of now.
Abantu bano baagala ebintu bino bibiri.
These people want these two things.
Baagala amaanyi n'obugagga.
They want the power and the riches.
Kati kyagenda otuuka ng'obugagga obusinga bonna baali baabuwa Satani.
Most riches had been given to Satan. He gathered them under the ocean.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Yet even powers of darkness gotten for giving sacrifice yet not righteousness and is the one having them.
Yet
people on the world, they are not ready to approach power of God.
It's
given from the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
doesn't just come to people except they repent, leave their sins. How we read in the Acts 2 verse 38-40 it speaks repent will be given a gift. It is the Holy Spirit.
So,
now powers of God passing the Holy Spirit, it involves repentance.
First
say in the Acts 1:8 when the Holy Spirit will come, will give you power.
Now,
not many can access power of the Holy Spirit for failing to work righteousness. Now these eras came. People need riches, yet they need even power. Yet they are not ready to get the powers of God. What they had to do, they remain given people's spirits
and
different body parts. And they pick two things from Satan, riches and the power of darkness. All stones they gave there, so as to them back when they hold powers of darkness. And you don't just go to a place and you find different stones, you steal them. They call them magic stones, some of them.
Business.
Have them home or in the business. Others of the synagogues, those things are always on their pulpits. Those of the synagogues. But in those stones, they pour milk in them. They pour in milk. If you don't pour milk there, and he has to target the time, and he pours in their blood. And these are not usual stones, they are called magic stones.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And there are even some clothing. It cannot be beginning a business. They have not tied them in their waist. They are false churches.
And
they have it put their carpets, they have gotten from there. Curtains.
Coming,
the ocean holding powers of darkness. Each is accepted on that carpet or wash them or touch them. Many times they are red. They always want even white and black. They want move in systems like that. Now let's repeat those verses. Ezekiel 27:15.
Bingi byali akatale akomukono gwo baterekanga nti bakuleteranga okuwanyisa amasanga n'emitoogo 16 obusuuli yabanga musuubuziwo olw'olufulube lw'emirimu gyo bawangayo olw'ebintu byo amayinja gannawandagala n'olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumuli n'omulimu ogw'eddalizi n'embafuta ennungi ne kolali Nama inja amatuwa kafu.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
So, tomara gagendra kuma inja inja agaba.
Don't just go on the stones of people.
Osinga nye jinja liye kumbaraza au.
And you find a stone on the veranda.
Oba kumeza.
Or on the table.
Wenowe makura makura.
And you begin to touch them.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
Agamu na gambi bagateka mkati ingama dini dini yago.
Now like the religions.
Gati dokuba nenda bidu wa munga za burogo.
Always have glasses but of witchcraft and sorcery.
Ngabazitade mumakunga nilo kwa wagaitu wa makanisa.
And they put them on their synagogues they call churches.
Nga gari muma inja inja agata tegeri.
And they are in the stones which are different type.
Echido yekaru weuma.
In the night the temple you hear noisings within it. You hear noisings within it. You hear noises like that.
Amadinisa.
The windows. They begin to, as if they are crashing.
Ninga ugeno
look, no window is broken there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Others got stones from the ocean, made windows and the
but
others. If you go in someone's house and you disappear from there, you get lost. Another place yet you entered just the house. I'm not threatening you, I tell you to be careful.
Some of you
enter synagogues of people, you no more get to understand. You understand after you've gotten out of there. After you've given out all your possessions, you have given it out to them. And many times they want you to everyone who falls down there, bring them, they bring them up on the podium here.
Yet
they have magic stones on the podium.
Magic rings.
The magic rings.
Those you heard of
one man at Kawala and he uses them.
And
it's not the usual ring, you know. For you will find stones.
They're
spoken of in Proverbs
17.
In the verse 8. He speaks like this on those. Proverbs
17 and the verse 8. Enguzi jinja lya muwendo mungi mu maso goyo ali nacho.
Eye. Uruganda.
Luganda is the meaning this verse. Let's have English. Luganda. Some does not bring out good meaning. According to those interpreted it.
We are reading from Proverbs chapter 17, verse
8.
A bribe is a magic stone in the eyes of him that gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Now they
compare a bribe with a magic stone. People who have these magic stones, they get them from under the ocean. Others, like demons in the night with their stone, put a stone upon you, feel you cannot raise the head from the ground.
Then
count and tap all power of your blessing from you. That called favor. Wake up in the day, you don't have any blessing with you. And they curses begin. And they make a phone call to you. Your cows have died. As you're still there, they make a phone call. The ship which has been bringing your cargo has been sunk. And they make a phone call. Your car
has been passing
this road. It's had an accident.
Hey!
Your child knocked them, broken their legs.
No, yay.
And you wonder. People have gotten rich, but not on powers of darkness. And they use the blessing God gave them. But the problem, they didn't trust God.
And they refused
worship, praise Him, and know Him.
Sorcerers
come with magic stones from the ocean by merchandising of selling spirits, human spirits. And gather power of blessing called favor from people. God did not create anyone to have a curse on themselves. But the problem is what? Some of you all power of blessing you no more have. You know, when Israelites were in Egypt, they sucked from them all their blessing. You know the sorcerers of Egypt. God came to speak with them, he told them. In the Exodus 12. He told them, you know what? Egyptians asked them gold and silver. Going to put upon you favor, I'm going to restore it back. And Egyptians will give it to you. Israelites had no anything of blessing. Well, in Egypt,
these men moved
with magic stones that stolen all their blessings. Anywhere it passes, it overcomes. And to those without the Spirit of God, don't keep by angels of the living God. That's why people in the world suffer. If no one God created to suffer.
This
of them in Ephesians 2:10 say, you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works that God predestined for us, that we move by them.
As
good things we move by them. Workmanship gotten from him to manifest.
Yet
created us when we have blessings.
It
gives us from the heavenly realms. According to Ephesians 1, verse 3-5.
And to 5.
Praise the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us in the heavenly realms, as before chose us, before the earth was. No one was created with the sorrow. Those you passed in the world, people related with powers of darkness from the ocean, and they moved with veils. Those
you
started off in Ezekiel 13, from verse 16 to down. And they wrap up blessings.
Those
veils they get from the ocean.
Katambara,
a handkerchief.
Ngoyeze bambara makoti.
Different clothing, they clothe the coats.
Akuita kone koti
they pass you with the coat you steal as you follow in them. They wave a coat your way, you fall down.
See,
coat from where I fill with power.
Get
some of the magic coats or the magic suits. Don't they go in a place?
The
ministry gives you of his, the minister gives you of his clothes. You know you love most
those
to clothing in the shoes of those ministers.
Ministers'
powers which beat others down. Even their
courts.
And those to clothe this court pay 3 million. And you come, you're clothing the court, you know where it came from?
These
are the schemes of the devils we study.
The
other side we study schemes of Satan.
But here
is the best where they do all schemes. Don't just clothe.
You
visited a rich man's home, he gives you clothing there. You don't just accept things.
Then
you begin to be a sacrifice. The blessing you had even
no, you have
ever since you visited that rich man's house. I don't say don't go visit. I say avoid this you hear.
Fear not people, you
have the Spirit of God in you.
It's greater
than the demon of Satan in the world.
And
using people in the ocean. But I advise you, don't be the world suffer.
Require
to suffer, that's God's plan for you. It's not that.
There are
those who pass with veils.
ne magic stones,
and magic stones,
amayinja kati agobyo bugagga,
stones of treasure, and others are in yellow colors, others white, different colors. They put on you a stone. And they rob every blessing of yours.
Even
if you take the blessing, take it. You retain it, but they sucked powers from it. That called favor. Many of you yearn that we pray for you to get favor.
But
don't know what we pray for you. We pray power be restored on your blessing. Blessing is like a magnet.
It
holds powers you cannot see. That which can favor you on the work in every place. No one has ever stolen your blessing, but they sucked out the powers from it.
That
say, pray for me favor. You pray for power be restored in your blessing. You know, if they sucked out the powers,
yet
still have the blessing, you see this. They can promise you a job. And they promise you. If God hindering for evil, you can find the rest is of the devil. And they make a phone call to you. Friend, the job offer has been cancelled.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Can
retain
a blessing. People don't chase that long one
thing.
They cannot stand. You have no powers.
Favor.
What we call favor.
They
pass through sucking it. Satan
says,
if you to suck from 100 people, I want 5 spirits of people. And sell them to me. Most sold off all their families. Now they are selling off their close friends.
And you
don't become a friend of someone you don't know. After you become a friend, you're easy to be sold off.
You
don't just find a rich man has befriended you and you become friends. The other has no friends. First ask him his initial friends, where are they? Am I your first friend, your initial friends, where are they?
As they tell
they had his friend, he had an accident in this place. He had a friend, he drove cars.
When
he knocked the car, they knocked his side. And you know you are the next online online if you're a friend to him. But brethren, you have to be careful of these things. There
are
even some of you who lost your relatives, yet they were with a friend. When they made an accident, they knocked only their side. Yet his friend himself offered him out.
But
this happened and they move in the world. You have to get strengthened in the Lord. Things are here moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now you avoid this. Merchandising of the devil's
never
ends until Jesus will be back. But we are here to expose it and to help you get healed.
Yes,
we bring light of the word of God.
This
came from the journey of heaven moved into the Bible. Reaching those places to see them
and to understand
the truth of the word of God, speak of them, that I don't give them to you as a story.
For
if I spoke as to them, that as we reach there, Satan different treasures of stones and clothing for giving them power. Reached the time and things changed. People needed power and riches, yet they had given it already to Satan.
Now
change it to you sell human spirits and human body parts. Even their fruits, they give them power and riches. Because they gathered treasures, gave to Satan to give them exchange of power. Now we capture them. Both of them is the one who possesses them. Riches of darkness and powers of darkness. For powers of darkness.
And you seeking for riches
in the way of greed, for them you are in problems. For he says, you are people who think the fear of God, they are the many prophets, that riches, it's the sign that you fear God.
And you think the
fear of God, there are the many prophets you've gathered, and you sit down sink in troubles.
Hmm.
Satan puts you in a corner and he gives you problems.
Hmm.
And he brings your way one by one.
Finishes,
give you a thought, seek for where your colleagues get powers of riches.
Satan
sits you in your room about to hide under your bed, feeling sorrow around you.
And you shed
tears, you see poverty over, but it's never consumed you. But the one who begins to spread sin is always speaking to you. And
it
reads for you as you speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read in the first Timothy chapter 6. I show you what happens you when Satan hunts for you.
So
these people with magic stones, and they want to sell you under the ocean.
They put you in the sorrow,
they corner you and they begin to speak to you. In the language in the ocean, when you read that, they say they begin to read for you.
Hmm.
They read for you in the magic book. Or to begin to eat things up for you, update you. In the language in the ocean, they say, though I tell you this, but I'm going to offer you, they're going to eat you up. Eating, joining you to be eaten up, it means you've been joined, they'll be eating you.
Now
we take you here to get this. They are going to eat you. They have taken you over. You're finished.
Now,
use that language, for that's what you have. But that's what it means. That come, I eat up for you.
In things you have believed,
you two come, you are involved.
Hmm.
And they eat up for you.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Some
people say, Apostle, why did you speak of this when you're sorrowful? I'm tired of sorrow.
Hmm.
I got tired of sorrow, for I carried it. I got more grief about it, for the much knowledge, which the time God dressed my spirit, which is weary and burdened.
And remain
one thing, preach you, you decide what to do.
What
I know which can save you, preach you light of the world. To know the truth that you
deserve.
But if you refuse that, there is no freedom for you. If you reject knowledge of truth, there is no way else to help you. You can
though
cry for you on the
pulpit.
I preach as I'm shedding tears.
You
too, you will cry for that. Normal people cry. But some of them are crocodile tears. They cry when they want to eat us up.
Mm. Hello.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
I'm named
Apostle Innocent.
On
that issue,
Romans 11:29
gamba. The
gifts and calling of God are without repentance.
The
translation is endalegamba, they are irrevocable.
Era Bible endalezigamba tebiza kudizibwayo
nebichiwa. Unchangeable.
Ebira bigamba tebichusibwa.
Katimbali yala kubuza.
Now I want to ask.
Zinenkweza Satan.
These schemes of Satan.
As we see how
the Holy Spirit teaches us.
Zikola eri abatana ingira mu Yesu oba eri eri nabali mu Yesu nabo ziba affecting
akuba. They work only those who are not yet in Jesus, even those in Jesus they affected. Bible says in, also show in Psalms 125.
That
putteth a hedge on children of God as mountains around Jerusalem.
Who dwells in the secret place of the Most High?
Psalms 91. What brings us confidence in the Lord? To know He can protect us from the evil. I request light about those.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So you know,
what you know, Satan is a thief. According to John 10:10. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. The word stealing is there. And God knows Satan steals from you many things. But God created a new thing that He has to protect you. You in the Christ, it's true. But what proves on you that you are in the Christ?
For
in John 15:7
he said,
you abide in me and my words are in you. Ask all you need, you will be given it.
Some
of you people, you are in the Christ only on your lips, but you have no proof that you are in Him. That which can cause you to be given the protection of God to prove you are in the Christ.
For
if you are abiding in Christ,
you
said the words of Christ are in you.
It
move by them and you do them. Only which enables you to be given protection. And the thief doesn't rob your things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
most you are on Christ.
Sote muri mu Christ.
And you're not in Christ.
Because
His words are not in you. You are the one you speak of Him on your lips.
That's
most in Matthew 15, the verse 9, from verse 7 to 9.
That
speak of me on your lips, even in your words, outward words, but your hearts, they are far from me. In the end saying, even
if
you are taught human commands as something to hold you, my worship, you worship me in vain.
So
protection of God doesn't just come to every person.
Christ
in Proverbs 1:23, to repent, be given the Holy Spirit to make you know the words of God, that they begin to be in you.
Then
the Holy Spirit in Acts 1:8 gives you power. Holy Spirit will come, He'll give you power. And you will be my witnesses. That
what
not everyone is given protection of God. Protection of God which passes the Holy Spirit. It follows the Holy Scriptures. John 6:63
says,
the words I said to you, they are spirit and they are life.
Spirit
come, a power you begins from the words of God within you. Even though you want angels to come to serve you, they don't fulfill what you want.
But
Psalm 103:18-19:20, they are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God.
As they
listen to the voice of His word.
You
must speak in His word to get protection of God.
It's not that
sorcerers will change your blessings.
It's unchangeable
if you are in God.
And
you are in the Christ in reality, but it can easily be changed if you are not in Christ.
For
Satan
is thief.
Means he steals.
Abachi.
He steals what? He steals what you have.
Katonda biyakuwa
that
abba.
God gave you, he steals them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
that is the answer which answers that. That we sure of. What I know is one, we are a new generation with the full knowledge of God. Now, each is to be answered. It's good to ask.
Read
scripture spoken in Romans. The gift of God
and
the giving of God, it's unrevocable. It can't be changed.
Who
changes it? It comes from what? The thief. Even the spirit in Christ, it's what God too gave you also.
Speak
in the John 1:16, from fullness of God we were given.
Even
you as a spirit can steal it, what about these little things given you?
It
gives the greatest treasure which cannot be revoked with other things.
Say,
if you forfeit your spirit, exchange it with what? It can't be exchanged. But Satan steals it. After he steals the spirit, what about the rest? The others.
Now to keep
the spirit, you hide it in the Christ.
It said
the one who wants to appear will get lost, but the one who makes spirit lost in the Christ will be restored back to him, which means what? You shouldn't appear, you manifest Christ. Hide yourself in the Christ. You will be manifest on the other day when Satan is ceased to be. He would have stolen you.
If
you want to show off yourself, you get to disappear. If you hide your life or your spirit in the Christ, you will be restored it back.
You
want to show
his lordship, the bishop, the
general prophet, they will consume you off. Eating you away
there.
You doesn't know where they come from. Me, I speak, I know where they come from and I know how to cancel them.
Huh.
They eat you away as you speak. And the rich people began those languages, most of them. That's why they spread quick in the people, the celebrities. You say, I'll eat you away and you don't know, yet in the night you are his source.
We
had the other who cut different body parts of people into pieces, and they begin to feast and chew.
Now they used,
when you went in the meeting of the rich and you were called as a poor and you among the rich, they say, friend, we are going to eat you away. You don't know what you are. You remain in their meeting of the rich, they speak that to you. The next day they cooked you.
You remain happy.
They eat you away. You don't understand their language. They eventually ate you, chewed you out. But God used to that talk. But know their meaning.
You
use them, you to understand whether you will eat them out.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So, many things
are on this world. When I saw them many like that, I got sorrow initially. After I asked for rest, I say, God sustain me with the spirit of liberty. Fill me with the joy of salvation.
Spoken
in the Psalms 51:12. If I focused on them, I may not even move. Even where I am, I will fear there. You see many things. Those which were and those coming. Those harsh and those good.
And
yet, see, where you pass to reach the good ones is filled of thorns.
We speak of lies of Satan. Murdering. And they are found, they are put your way to reach the good things of God. Many times the joy of salvation
is
sustained with the spirit of liberty. It gives me peace.
According
what I see and what I saw, I wouldn't have moved.
In
times of seeing those things, you reach a time you sat in the taxi and the fallen angels enter in the taxi, the demons, they sit there but people in there, you see, and you fight with them in the taxi. They have looked to you and you look to them,
they
feel you are lost, and I forget where I am, yet in me I say I am going where? I'm going to speak the coaster man I get off from which point. I've forgotten where I'm have to get off the taxi.
Yet you can fight,
you look to the demon, you command the Holy Spirit.
As the
angels come there, get you out of the taxi. People in there see nothing. You know, angels, they become wind.
And
that's why the spiritual war, I have a way I understand it.
Not
as you say that you tie to bind yourself.
There are
angels involving in those wars. But they drug the demons, the fallen angels.
I'd
forgotten where I was going.
As
I arrived at the spot and I get back to his normal senses, and I tell them I'm getting off there, yet I've come forgotten. I see buildings differently this time,
and the men
capture me, take me. We were in wars. There were years which were very hard. 2008-2009. Those were very hard years.
It was
marrying my wife. But did we sleep even? You have to sleep when one is awake.
But
when you put the head down,
the magic stone
veils, they want to capture you.
And
you fight there.
And
they consume you, feel you can no more stand. When we saw you fight, and you tap you, wake up. And you wake up. You to sleep some minutes. Those years we are very hard. I no more wanted to sleep.
So,
things of sorrow put them aside, decided to be strengthened by spirit of liberty,
and
to hear joy of salvation for God saved me, and to work out my salvation, and I hold it righteousness and holiness coming from faith coming from hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
you should not fear this thing. Just as me too, I'm there. For I am an example to you.
Even
though I explain them to you, I am there.
You remain
light
to
them, to intervene in prayer of war to beat those devils.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus,
man.
Greater one is not the spirit of truth.
And
the many holy angels on our side.
Some of you know,
now in all brethren, you strengthen in that. The greater one is not the Holy Spirit.
Daily
we study him. You who miss, you are in problem. Study angels in the journey of heaven. Most when we reach the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
great
gathering of the angels and the holy ones. Me, I no more fear. I move as you see me.
Have
you seen me with security guards? I can speak of Satan everything he does.
Amen.
Every evil he does.
You
spoke him before a little, you felt headache. You felt your fainting.
People
speaking of sin, for whoever spoke of it, they beat them. And they got poor and stole, and they said, stop preaching righteousness. When you preach it, you suffer.
Need them
to seek more truth, and they become free. Some of you, even you're coming here in the words you made, in the spirit physically. Some of you, like Pastor Dan, out of him in the vision came many who were like him, seeking for him. Come from there, we beat you. He has just come here.
So, eventually
sees.
If you go
deep in truth and you insist Adam more, they reach and they say, that Paul we know and Jesus.
They
reach and say that one,
Pastor
Fred, we know him. And they give up on you.
Now,
they want to pass within you now. To mess me up, but I keep seeing them.
Give
up on me, they say.
Though
you overcome us, but you're going to pass in your brethren. That's why you do things which bring confusion. Me too, I have a way to handle it. You're reaching a time, and you're more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Expose Satan, that is his problem and weakness.
He reigns
in darkness of ignorance. If
you overcome
him,
him
with the light of knowledge of truth,
and
the one who overcame him made a show of him on the cross.
And
he shamed him publicly. He thought he was shaming Jesus, yet was the one getting ashamed.
He
exposed his actions on the top of the cross.
Satan,
if you expose him, he runs far away.
Now
you two have to hold the truth.
Light
to shine in charisma, light of knowledge.
Some you
now,
Uganda.
Now we know, brethren. The point we've ended with.
And
we see the merchandising of Satan. We look to these stones of sorcery, the veils and things like those. Told they come grabbing and robbing blessings. And we told you that they reach those men. And the fear of God is to get many profits and money. And they don't call it righteousness. And they show you the sorrow you own is too much.
You're
very poor, a dead thing. Put you in the corner and they press you there. And you get sunk in every desire and
greed
till they speak in your ears. And you heard of those who go to the ocean.
Why
I go into Illuminati be saved.
He's
the shrine. I get saved of poverty.
I heard
false prophet does this. Let me go there at least. Praise for me.
And
come back, repent, though I know it's the false prophet.
They
sit, Satan speaks to his foolishness. Let's read 1 Timothy 6.
Timoseo, ekisooke sura y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 3.
Omuntu yenna bw'ayigirizanga obulala, songa takkiriza bigambo bya bulamu, bye bya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. N'okuyigiriza okugobereranga okutya Katonda olw'okuna nga yeekulumbaza ngatali ko kyategeera.
Uulidde kibeerawo.
You hear what happens?
Mulina abayigiriza bangi.
You have many teachers, yes.
Nga bwe mugamba.
As you say.
Naye omuntu waba tatunuulidde ebigambo bya
Mulamu. Someone has not looked to the words of life.
Ebya Kristo.
Those of Christ.
Ngatali ko kyategeerirako ddala
wadde. They understand nothing.
Wabula abeera yeekulumbaza.
But they try to lift up themselves.
Era bangi kwabo.
And many of those.
Abatatubuulira ebigambo bya Mulamu.
Don't tell us the words of life.
Kubanga amanyi gaabwe.
Of their power.
Gakizikiza.
They are of darkness, most of them.
Era singa kyali kikirizikamu byawandiika.
It was acceptable in scriptures.
Okwogera amannya ga buli omu ku omu.
Speak names of each one of them.
Nandi boogedde mu Uganda ne mu nsi.
Spoken them in Uganda and the entire world.
Ee Bible yetugamba n'ababira
abakubala. Bible says we shall see them by their fruit.
So si kumanya ga.
And not by their name.
Wanji. Era nja kwogera ebibala byonna bye bakola ebiraganga bali basezi.
To show their night dances.
And they will let
Satan and powers of darkness concerning their name. I will not speak of them. Bible says we will see them by their fruits, not their name.
And
I would have spoken if it was written.
And
spoken all of them. And I pour them down. Let us read.
Timotheo ekisoka esula yomkaga n'olunyiriri lw'okusatu.
First Timothy 6 and the verse 3.
Omuntu yenna bw'ayigirizanga obulala, songa takkiriza bigambo bya bulamu bye bya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, n'okuyigiriza okugobereranga okutya Katonda, olw'okuna nga yeekulumbaza nga taliiko kyategeera, wabula okukalambiza obukalambiza empaka n'entalo ez'ebigambo omuva obuggya n'okuyomba okuvuma okuleetera obubi. Olw'okutaano, okukaayana kw'abantu abayonooneka amagezi abaggibwako amazima nga balowooza ng'okutya Katonda kwe kufuna amagoba.
Olidde ekibeera.
Have you heard what happened?
Oyinza n'okuba olina amazima ng'obadde ogwogeramu.
You even have truth, you've been speaking of it.
Naye bw'otandika okwennyika mu kwegombesa eno n'ebigirimu.
If you see the world and things in it.
Ng'era olowooza nti okusinza Katonda oba okutya Katonda.
To fear God.
Oba okakasa Katonda nti ali naawe.
Proof that God is with you.
Ng'emagoba g'ebintu n'ebizimbe ebingi by'ozimu.
Things and many buildings with you.
Sitaani akuba kumpi okuggyako amazima.
Satan close to you, take truth from you.
Kubanga agamba aggyibwako amazima.
They say truth is taken from them. Satan can tell you and say, I tell you, you preach in the world, you are the only one there. You think who will believe it? Now he told that to me.
Now
will you handle those people? Look at your colleagues. Place them in line. They speak my things.
You bring the
big one we knew in the gospel of Christ.
And
perverted them from the truth.
Listen
now you. Now if you look to yourself.
At those days,
I was very small with a lot of sorrow as they thought. So I had nothing like
that.
My family, I'm just moving up and down with it.
And
I don't rent a house, sleep 3 months to the fourth. If I pay 3 months, the end is no money to move it on. And they say, now, now be outside. Be in your Christ. And we are there. And I say still I'm in Christ. That your foolishness, I will overcome it.
Amen.
They threw our things out. I left them in the rainfall. Me, I move off away. Yet you've contended.
You
studied things in heaven and earth. You've been in the jail of heaven. Okay.
Now,
be outside and be in your Christ. Leave the house of our sorcerers.
Till Jesus thought for where to take me. Where there
will
a tent save me from the sunshine and the rainfall and the cold.
But
that's why we build the tents. Yet we are in Jesus. Contentions were there.
They
preached, say, let's give up on this one. I gave up, the heart was flight both sides with the troubles of the world.
You turn even the other side, it had not been flight well.
You feel fire burn you up. You feel problems, you feel fire burn you up.
Where you've slept, where you feel much pain, you turn to fly that side also. I mean, if the child is your weakness,
Be strong, they get sick. You look at them.
You know, he got malaria.
And
shiver,
and you are afraid. This time be strong. I'm not afraid. They will go back to heaven.
Amen.
Now, the weakness you feel, where you inflict much pain, there you need to fly.
But that's where they will pass to beat you down. They press the side.
You lean for where you feel pain. Where there was wildness, right is where I slept. Apostle, how did he sleep there?
I told you they didn't threaten me on anything. If I see something threatening me, I go, it needs to see how it will be.
If you fear, be chased in the house. Refuse to pay, and they chase you and have an experience of it. You will have overcome.
No, you have it, don't pay.
They chase you out. If you fear that, it's the same you confront. They chase you out.
Then you have nowhere to sleep.
That too you done with it. And after you rent.
We tell you, no time fearing these issues. Satan wants to be threatening, he passes through them. Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
left the city you prepared $1,000 to go home. And he steals it.
He asks God, why has he stolen my money? And he stole it from the pocket.
Let us see.
You started with your transports.
Let them take you now.
Go in your Azota.
And tell him, I'm going to foot to my home. As Jonah, God will carry me from there.
And you will begin to leave Kanyanya.
Going to Entebbe on foot. But at times I forgot whether I was footing.
I made him foot, he forgot we are footing on feet. But we did know, and our feet are not swollen.
And he tells me what battle we are involved in. We used to foot.
We're going to help, and they don't want to. And I carried my children on the back.
On the back, we are going. I say, you are the one who claimed to fear God. Look at yourself. Look at your colleagues. Leave those things.
I told him I will carry them, you are going. Get strengthened by heart and spirit. Do not take in riches of the devils of the ocean.
Wait,
those of God will come without sorrow attached. Power coming from the light of knowledge he gives you.
He
gives you special protection.
Speaks
in the 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, 6, and 7.
It's
treasure of light of knowledge. Power will come from him and not from us.
Speak
them, Satan has nothing more to do.
He
feels grieved, but before he had put sorrow on me.
People pass through those things
have no issues with them.
It's not good to hate people through which people God wanted you to hate your brethren using them.
That he overcame you who hated them, who is the one who was behind them. And he sowed in you hatred.
That seed
you've overcome me, but it's in you.
This seed of hatred,
I will begin on that. And I will take away truth out of it from you. Let's read, we see.
Timotheo, ekisooka, essuula y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
1 Timothy 6 and the verse 5.
Okukayana kw'abantu abayonooneka amagezi, abajjibwako amazima, nga balowooza ng'okutya Katonda kwe kufuna amagoba. Olunyo lw'omukaaga. Naye okutya Katonda awamu n'obutayaayaana ge magoba amangi. Olw'omusanvu. Kubanga tetwaleeta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujjamu kintu. Olw'omunaana. Naye bwe tuba n'emmere n'ebyokwambala, ebyo binaatumalanga. Olw'omwenda. Naye abaagala okugaggawala bagwa mu kukemebwa ne mutego n'okwegomba okungi okw'obusirusiru okwonoona.
You hear what happens?
But tubeera n'ebyokulya n'ebyokwambala.
If we have what to eat and drink, and eating clothing and drinking, eating is broad, there is food, the radio your ears to hear, for them to eat, your eyes, you get the television, clothing, their clothing and the housings. If you
do
know it is broad, there will be enough for you.
If you
many if not get them from the world and go with them. What we say not you to be poor.
But not
to go with the earnings of things of the world. Those who preach of the devils are in passing in the world. But they too try to eat you through their skin.
They
enroll you in something, but you'll not be saved from it.
Did you see they give you magic stone
ring trees?
Mamuda egg
and the others. Told you those promised by Satan.
Satan
purchased them from the world. If you reach under the ocean, you see treasures of different forms. The rings, the shoes, the clothing, my gold earrings, necklaces,
different
things, stones of different type. And you say, indeed, let me gather of these ones.
Don't
say every gold or stone is not good. Everything gladdening is not good. It's not that it is bad. No. But you have to be careful.
If
you get, take it with thanks and prayer that they are cleansed with the word of God.
You
discover they are of Satan and do not begin to take them. and that you claim you give thanks.
But
Bible say, if you reveal, they are given up to the devils. Don't eat for the sake of others. Those who can be perverted by that. And if you are told there is poison in that drink, don't eat that you will thank and you cleanse it through thanksgiving. If you drink and you are aware, you have broken the command, tempt not the Lord your God.
Now,
all those curry powder we have to see it.
Devil's dust.
Ntienfufu ya Satan. Correct it where you steps. You collect a little, you mix in curry powder. Samba powder. Maybe that one, women, you put it on yourselves.
Simanyi darling wati.
Many of you are used by demons of the devils. You put them to yourself in pills and you calling him so that we meet in the night. Let's finish in the Timothy.
First Timothy 6:9. Bagwa mkukemebwa nemutego n'okwegomba okungi okw'obusirusiru okwonoona. Okunyika abantu mukubula.
Onyikira mukubula n'okuzikirira.
Sinks you in destruction.
Timoseo kisoka mukaga mwenda. Okunyika abantu mukubula n'okuzikirira. Olw'ekkumi. Kubanga okwagala kw'ebintu kyekikolo ky'ebibi byonna.
Okwagala kw'essente.
The love of money.
Chikolo cha bibi.
Is the root of evil.
But
if it's this is the root,
Satan is the source.
Yes, we need what we need. But you shouldn't fall into desire of them. You evil desire. You find cars on the road and you touch them that you claim them to yourself. And you see people's houses, you walk desiring everything. That's who I take it in the name of Jesus. That
what
first taught you desiring,
it brought you
many troubles as church. Now let's be careful. By those we hear,
come, the
John of heaven is moved in the Bible.
The
time we see what's in the underwater, merchandising of Satan, merchandising of the devils under the ocean,
in
the evil works which follow.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
we ended, we had shown you those salt stones and the others. Get out these stones.
Filled
in them powers of darkness, we called them magic stones.
Magic
rings. And the many other different things. You'll find a shoe and it's not easy. As the hand it touches your feet, you know where you should go.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't just follow every design of shoe.
Now,
that shoe has a hand.
It
touches you, have to go with it reaching hell.
Instead of
moving in the gospel on this world. You clothe a shoe with a hand. It touches that your leg. No one moving forward. No entering eternal life. And you want most of those things.
There are
snakes that you clothe a shoe.
The design is really normal.
Think design is normal.
That one with the skull, they tell you died long time. You even stop there. And
there
are women. They see with a skull. They say this shoe is nice. If you
grow
this, they say you dog, you're dead. You're even a skull.
Huh.
You are joking with this world and things in it. You want to keep your spirit know the truth that in the word of God, then inherit the kingdom of heaven. Don't move like that as if you have no wisdom, for this generation is evil. Don't move like those who are not with wisdom, for the generation is not good. Wisdom is in the word. Lighten in the things you see. Step back to Proverbs.
Ngero esula ekumino musanvu.
Oli nyoromunana.
Proverbs 17 and verse 8.
Enguzi. Eringe jinja eria magic stone.
Eringe jinja eria magic. Okay.
Ngere sura ya 17 olinyirwa 8.
Proverbs 17 the verse 8.
Enguzi eringe jinja eria magic. Ali amwendo munji masogoyo ali nalyo.
Kubanga buli wa eliita akola ji.
Everywhere it passes. Now, careful of things of these stones. I told you, some are on the podiums of the religious people, those who call themselves religious, yet they are hidden in those names. Even others, they are sorcerers of the world. Others in the salvation, they are false. They pass through with rings of blessing, yet they are of sorrow. They are gotten from the magic stones. These stones they get from the ocean. And they sell your spirits. And they sell your frauds.
Every
time you only want immorality and foolishness, that you've gathered the pastor's place.
Pastor.
You have anyone you desire here?
Yes.
It is you, pastor.
Even
the other man, I desire him. Go and touch him. And you are out there getting foolish that you are at pastor's place. Now the ring holds the cow. And they say your cow is a basin. You are an offering. That one holds the eye. They have to see you now in the night. You have to welcome them. Don't you get things you don't understand?
They be mixed
things of the world, and you buy through them when you don't know. But they knew when you bring them direct from the ocean, you will fear them. And they say, let's mix up.
They
shouldn't realize us early.
So
now they moved on mixing them.
There's
a scripture in Isaiah. It speaks with eggs with others within them.
Okay.
Let us read there.
Isaya esula eyatano mu mwenda.
Katuve ku lunyiriri olwokusatu.
N'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Isaiah 59 from verse 3.
Kubanga emikono gyammwe gyononese n'omusaayi. Engalo zammwe n'obutali butuukirivu. Emimwa gyammwe gyogedde ebyobulimba. Olulimi lwammwe luvulungutana eby'ekyejo. Olwokuna. Tewali awaba bi tewali awaba ebyensonga
mm.
so tewali awoza ebyamazima
mm.
besigo obutaliimu nebogere ebyobulimba
mm, they trust in empty words mm-hmm.
baba mbuto za bubi
mm.
nebazaala obutali butuukirivu olwokutaano mm. baalula amagi agesalambwa
kakati waliwo amagi mulina ogegeeza
now their eggs you have to be careful of them
Bamuda egg.
Bamuda egg.
Gati na nyoku rangi wa kuzi film.
They are usually advertised on films when they begin.
Obanga zikoma.
Or when they end.
E jiri no.
This egg
jiri amukisha
is a blessed egg.
There's
no sorcery. Neither witchcraft.
Umberi amurogo.
Yet it's of sorcery. There is a place in the ocean.
And
demons are there to lay those eggs.
Now,
in laying, we speak of fallen angels.
When
one of the fallen angels, we are to see that in the underground.
And it turns
into a snake, they put him in that egg.
Now
you think you have an egg home.
Or
you have a Bermuda dog.
Or Bermuda cat.
Or Bermuda cat.
Or rabbit.
Or rabbit. That is of blessings. You're going to smoke a pie.
Neither
to shake the tablets of the shrine. But this is a mere egg you get
us.
And then you put it there. And you see a blessing.
Now
you hear the word Bermuda egg. Do you know what's in Bermuda?
Because
ignorance on the world.
Police
who have told us the light of the world. They first perverted their, in their things.
They
twisting the gospel. And they seek to snatch money from us.
They
fell in the snare of desiring.
They
want to build the Pentagon.
That
the Pentagon is of God, yet it's for himself.
And
makes you raise money.
You're poor, you need
money, yet you're raising, giving it out. Is the voice they are on?
Sikubaddenga ke bitonde ebyewunyisa era ebimu kwebyo tubadde tuluwa obudde bwaffe ne tubikkiririzaamu era ne tubisaba okutuyamba mu bizibu byaffe ebiba biremye ngaffe abantu ne ku mulundi guno ababba muda ovos bakutuusizzaako ky'obadde tonnaba kutegeera ekiyitibwa the Bermuda
egg. Have you seen that man?
Is a fallen angel
coming from the egg.
You'll get that
video sitting
in your
arms. All that videos that you see them closer to yourselves.
Uh-huh.
Let us hear.
Isaiah Esula.
Let's finish the video. At least we hear the voice of it.
Kubaddenga ke bitonde ebyewunyisa era ebimu kwebyo tubadde tuluwa obudde bwaffe ne tubikkiririzaamu era ne tubisaba okutuyamba mu bizibu byaffe ebiba biremye ngaffe abantu ne ku mulundi guno ababba muda ovos bakutuusizzaako ky'obadde tonnaba kutegeera ekiyitibwa the Bermuda egg. Bermuda egg giri awofu okusinziira ku magi ge tubadde tujja tusinkana aga bulijjo era ng'eggi lino lyatondebwa nga lya mukisa. Bobori funye nori kwata bulungi osobola disa bacho nacho bawetaze nilichikutuusaako ejirino siryanzikiriza ya masitani iranga telikola bintu bya masitani ejirino liliwo gena maso na gaba mukisa eryo yaba yetaago mukisa mpozi ngogaseko n'okuyambibwa mu kizibu kyonna kyolaba ekiba kiganyi ayagala okumanya ebisingawo osobola okuba ku simu zino wammanga
we shall not dial those numbers. You know we know you.
You will refuse
hold truth and you get sorrow instead.
And you say
they taught it there. If you let me dial their numbers, they save me. Don't do troubles you'll head on to. Just as that egg you've seen it, you just find stones that they are of the lake at the shore. They are those of the shore, and they are not of those not of the shore. Now you have to be careful.
Isaiah
59
is the verse 5.
Isaiah 59 and verse 5.
Baalula amaji gesalambwa ne baluka engoye eza nabubi.
Kakati baina ebitimba.
Now they have nets.
Ongojeka amaji.
Besides eggs.
Baluwe ebitimba bibatambula nabyo.
There are nets and webs they move with.
Abashinga okubera nebino bibanabbi bobulimba.
Most with these are the false prophets.
Abagawa receive the power no ulire chitu ngatukugudde ko mukyenyi.
Funa amanyi you feel something fall in your forehead.
Chikwe sokotamu ogeza ko cheta
guru. Try to snatch it from yourself.
Obanga chikutama guru
chikuyingira your legs, it enters you. Struggle to resist it.
No gweri ne chikulyoka chikufurukuta furukuta
all down and it begins to
say
omuzimu mtuko bugutambula.
Kumbe chitofu muzimu.
It's still it's the Holy Ghost.
Simo yo
mutukufu. It's not the Holy Spirit.
The other
trapped you with this net of Satan, now they have you. You think you've put there an egg.
Isaiah 59
and verse 5.
Baalula amaji agesalambwa ne baluka engoye eza nabubi. Alya ku maji gaabwe afa.
Kakati mbofuna omukisa gwa maji
ogugwe. Blessing of eggs.
Oyinza obutafa mu bino
omwoyo. Die physically but the spirit.
Ubanga yajja kubakuta na kola
ki. Came to steal, to kill and destroy.
Oyije mirimu emikuru
eja Satan. The major works of Satan. Even his demons, the fallen angels, stealing to kill and to destroy.
That
eat of blessing of
Bamuda
eggs,
egg, Bamuda, cat,
Bamuda egg, Bamuda cat, and the others.
You even see
Bamuda rings, they're all there.
Isaiah 59 in the
verse 5.
Necho echibetentebwa nechiwamatukamu esalambwa.
Kakati bomara no betente je.
If you dare crush that egg.
Katurabe orengere chirimu.
Do you see what is inside the egg?
Omulira abachale baganti yazadde omwana ne mpusi.
You hear the women, they say she's birthed a child and the snake.
Babira bazalo obusi.
They are birthing a fallen angel. Out there we have twins, we worship our twins. Find an egg with two in there. They call them twins. Demons in there. That's why two children, we call them two children, not twins.
And
we don't want to call you Salongo or Nalong. We want to call you the father of two.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. After you crush the egg, stop drinking that blessed water.
Those things
gotten from the ocean. You've given up your spirits.
All
you big jerrycans of water. See how you look. You are like curses themselves. You birth children. They are all much abnormal. They bring out their tongue. They have abnormal signs. What they study, they have no wisdom even. They are there home. They're watching cartoon. They enjoy such. They do funny holes at home. They want to cut their mother.
And
you find people lining up going for water of holy water.
Remember the
fish come, all these are devils in those things. The blessing of God has no sorrow attached. You don't need a jerry can to go for it. You need yourself
to
pray it without conditions attached. But only righteousness coming from believing. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
These
white dogs which shake their heads, you put them in your cars. Not every dog is a mere doll. It's there shaking their head like that. Like that. And said, so look at this fool. We are going to chew this one. You know, you are just buying everything you find.
But
God tells you, be careful. Fruits of the Spirit, that one is part of them. Being self-controlled. If you read the Galatians 5,
19,
downwards, you'll see the fruits. Don't just get in the dark. He brought out a tongue, shaking its head like that. You put in your car. You're driving, it's also shaking the head.
You say
you're a typical goat. Dog. Goat. What will come from the dog in the night? It will chase you in your dreams.
Is
the dog I put in the car? In the night it chases me.
There
are people buy dolls. Those who go in those thoughts to be powerful. Like Bishaka and the others.
Those even
worship the cloth white in Uganda. They sell you a doll and they tell you buy for it a big bed. Even with a blanket you cover it. And it slips.
You dare
slip it in the bed of children.
And
it's a small bed that's a doll. You find it seated on the table and it is looking at you like that. And you feel slaps when it's not even touched you. There is one, my elder in the flesh. He was living at Much India. Before he got born again, he entered those things.
They
sold a doll in those people who worship cloth and white. The thing became a problem to him.
You
know, even an ape. It's in the language of under the ocean. Because it's spread everywhere now. Like Charlie. For Charlie is a fallen angel, is there.
And
many others, the spread.
That's why I told
you, for when you reach to know, you will reach, see them everywhere they are there. And it's a Charlie your way. A fallen end or shot, a Charlie is there.
You go get the
definition of the word Charlie, you will see. Even the ape you hear of. That it became an ape to me. That is a real beast. The kingdom of Satan. The spirit of Satan.
It
doesn't just leave you. It's to become an ape your way.
There are
tongues that are filled with the people. As they call you guy.
Mwana gay, chichi.
I gay. Homosexual.
Even
if you don't eat them, someone calls you guy and you say, leave me, I don't eat them.
Hmm.
Bakuita guy no gamana
guy. They call you guy and he say,
guy.
Tubiria we eat them, let's go on like that.
They fill tanks in
New World Order, all of them introduced for you. That just been there. It's not new. It's the language we have, the new one. All these words have been ours.
No more
you can do, they have spread everywhere.
Aha.
Let's finish here.
Isaiah 59
in the verse 6.
Engoye zaabwe tezilifuuka byambalo. So nebyebi so tebali ebika mirimu gyabwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. There are some wild clothing. There is one I know.
Ali mu America.
He's in America.
Obuliri bwete buli mu bikunta bino bya bulijjo.
His body doesn't hold these physical clothing.
He
covers himself with
clothing.
If he wakes when he's filled with power of darkness, he can pass you when you're falling. Things are not easy. Yet they are moving on in the world. You are buying blessed handkerchiefs when problems. Praise the Lord, brethren. Repeat it. There is a mushroom. It is being sold. Between 50,000 and 100,000 shillings.
It grows
on water of sugar and tea. It grows according to where you put it. If it's a basin or bucket, it covers the entire of it if you put it there. If you put it there, cover it doesn't need light. It wants to be in darkness. And you put it under the bed. Apostle, what I want to know.
But they say
it heals many sickness, ulcer, and many others. Can it not be in the system of those things?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. We told you you shouldn't fear everything. There are those two God freely gave us.
It's most 1 Corinthians 2 verse 12.
We shall reach a time we can connect the spiritual with the spiritual. Then we know what God freely gives us. And in the Romans
8:27-28,
things God gave us, they work out for the good.
So when we study
underground, we shall differentiate the mushroom of the devils. Those made when put in them power of darkness.
For there are
very many and they're done under the ground. Yet their base is in the second base of the ocean. Yet they are spreading.
The
researches of their being there in the world. They are done in the underground
bunkers.
Romans 8 speaks them of new creations. Even if a new creation, it should not separate us from the love of God.
Creations
are the research of their of when they come from where. Then you use it, lest you use that their foot powers of darkness.
And
what concerns the mushrooms you have?
They are
real ones in those made by Satan, and they are filled in them powers of darkness. Drink, be healed of all those sicknesses, and you get the sickness of immorality. Sickness of abusing your abuse. Begin from the children. Look at this one.
Like
the image of an ant. That's the little abuses. The heavy ones we can't speak now.
It's
the image of God, you call them an ant.
And they take away sickness of the body
and they give you spiritual sicknesses.
And
you get to lust. You even find a she got. You begin to lust over it like that. And you admire it. And you admire its balm. You are having relations sexually with it. Satan cannot just give up on you like that. You will drink those funny things. And you begin funny characters. And you look again to your daughter sleeping. And you begin to admire the bum of her. As you look at their parts, and you begin to approve they can work for you.
Oh,
their foolishness.
A woman
on their boy son they bath. They are washing, trying to beat their susu, see whether it is working. They get corrupted.
They
came from the things they drink.
I don't know what
one of the son of the woman. And the son is 14. But the mother began to enter the son in things by 6 years. Yes. And the mother sleeps the son on herself. She does work to herself to 10 years. As they brought the son here, the son had raped the grandmother.
As we ask,
the son said,
she knows
no one
who
wants to be a woman, whether your grandmother, whether a sister. If she was on the mother, what about the others? She grew up not knowing anything concerning sin or other issues. But the mother divorced, began her life, and she didn't get a husband, grew with a son. And she
found
a favor, began to use
sorcery.
And
he
command her, be with the son.
The
mother grew the son.
That
even some of you drink, you're pregnant of them. And you birth a child at 4 years. And they open look at you. And they look under your skirt like that. If you're bathing in the bathroom, the child is peeping in the door.
This
woman I can handle. And he said, which woman can you handle? You can handle what?
You find
them sleeping with a pussycat.
You think
the child sleep with a pussycat? Some children are corrupted. When they tell you they got corrupted from where, and they are of 4 years. Now you're careful of things. We shall begin from there. May God bless you.